Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Weather for the listening area, about a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high of around 91 degrees. North breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing somewhat this evening to a 30% chance of showers overnight. Northwest winds at 5 miles per hour, a low this evening of 69. A 20% chance of rain stays with us through Tuesday. Sunny with a high near 90. Currently, there are a few clouds. It's 91 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later on in the hour at 4 o'clock. It's All Things Considered from NPR News. Music begins with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Berlin Philharmonic and performance of Igor Stravinsky's Symphony in C. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Herbert von Karajan conducted the Berlin Philharmonic in a performance of the Symphony in C by Igor Stravinsky. It's almost 31 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is public radio for Acadiana KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Right now we're going to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Josh Brannon, who works with the Academy of Interactive Entertainment here in Lafayette, here to talk about some of their courses they have throughout the year, as well as their summer camp, which will be taking place in June, letting people know how they can get involved with it. I think we're going to start off, though, Josh, talking about AIE, the Academy of Interactive Entertainment, and why you all have a presence here in Lafayette.
Well, we have been in Lafayette for the last 6 months, almost seven now. Since September, we had our ribbon cutting then. We have another campus in Seattle, Washington. We also have three campuses in Australia as well. So we've been in the U.S. about a year now. And we offer two-year courses in video game art design, video game programming, and 3D animation for film and visual effects. And we are a nonprofit digital media college, so we're all about community. We're all about embracing the city of Lafayette and bringing digital media to the city that is already growing in, you know, fiber optics and movies and media and all that stuff. So we're really excited to be in Lafayette.
So y'all started in Australia.
Yes, about 16 years ago in Australia. Yes, ma'am.
I can imagine some of our listeners thinking, Australia, Seattle, Lafayette.
I know, it's Lafayette. It's kind of random, but it's
well, perhaps not. Some of the things you said about what's already in place in Lafayette.
Right, it's a growing digital media community, and it's rich in culture, and you know, I've lived here all my life, and it's fantastic opportunities for not only to bring local students to the school, but to bring students outside of the state who've never experienced the city that we have to offer them. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for the school to be here and to bring opportunities to students in Lafayette and the Acadiana region.
Well, let's talk about this summer camp.
Absolutely.
That students have an opportunity to attend. It's for high school students, essentially.
Yes, essentially it's for freshmen through seniors in high school. They can be in eighth grade going to be a freshman. We will take those also if they've graduated last weekend. They can also come to the camp as well. We teach them pretty much how to design their own little video game for the whole entire week. It's from 11 to 5, Monday through Friday, and we actually have four different camps, two in Baton Rouge and also two here in Lafayette in June and July. And they learn how C-sharp programming works. It's just a programming language that programmers use. And we have courses, we have teachers coming in from Seattle, Washington, also Australia, to come teach the camp. And they will take the video game home with them at the end of the week, and they'll have like a little CD, and they'll be able to show it off to their friends and say, hey, I made this video game during the summer.
You can,
like,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what did you do? But it's really a great opportunity for students to get that first step into the door of video game programming, even if they're not interested in it. Even if they're interested in the game art and design portion of it, they can still get a little bit of knowledge of the programming aspect of it.
I'm sure there are some parents out there thinking, okay, I understand what like a painting camp is, and I understand what a horseback riding camp is. How do you, in this short a period of time, it seems like you'd have to go to school in computer science and video game technology for 4 years. This is something you can actually teach kids.
Absolutely.
In a summer camp.
Yeah, absolutely we can. It's very simple. It's the most basic programming language that there is, and we will sit with them and work with them for the 6 hours that they're in class. We're going to cap classes about 15 to 20 students, so there will be a lot of one-on-one interaction with the students, teach them. And if they're in high school and they're interested in this, they already play video games at home more than like 9 times out of 10. So they're probably familiar with it. They're probably like, you know, thinking this is going to be the easiest thing in the world because they familiarize with it, because we do live in a digital media age that students or children are interested in video games already. So they're going to be pretty much familiar with what they're going to do at the camp.
So this doesn't take a PhD in computer science to learn how to program, and
absolutely not. It's like I say, it's very basic. Uh-huh. It's very understandable for students to learn it, and it's.
So do they have to have any basic skills?
Not at all. No, we don't. We don't have. It's nice that they have, you know, a computer science, because some schools in the area do offer computer science courses, and we do like if they have that, that's great. They'll have a tiny bit of advantage, but if they've never taken a computer science class before, welcome.
It's not a prerequisite.
Not a prereq at all. Right. Please come and, you know, learn about programming and, you know, what you can do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's describe the how the week will go. It's 1 week, right?
Correct.
It's 30 hours.
It's 1 week, 30 hours. Pretty much essentially they'll come in and our classes are going to be held at Abdallah Hall, which is in University Research Park. It's off of Duval Court and Cajun Dome Boulevard. And they'll come in at 11. We'll have a teacher instruct them. They'll be they'll have their own computer. It'll have two screens. So essentially, they'll have their own little station where they can, you know, work. And they'll have, like, a big enough computer screen where they can see what they're doing. And they'll do it Monday through Friday. And they'll have a little lunch break. They're required to bring their lunch. We will not provide them lunch. So, like, you know, a little snack or something they want to bring. And on Friday, we give them a pizza party to kind of celebrate the end of the week, kind of give them pizza because, you know, kids love pizza. And, you know, it's free. So, essentially, you know, it's free food. So, it's just going to be a great week, a great opportunity for students to get, like I said, to get that first step in the door.
So do they have to come with a concept in mind already? I mean, a video game has a story, it has a back history,
right.
It's got music.
Right.
It's very complicated.
It is.
So what will they actually be creating? What will they come out with?
We're still working on the concept of the video game. I'm actually don't have the details of the video game they will be creating, but one of our students, he's actually not a student, he's a professor. He is getting his PhD at LSU right now, and he is actually designing the video game right now that they will be creating. It's going to be very basic, something similar to, like, you know, Mario or something very basic.
You're going to be kind of giving them a template.
Oh, yes.
They don't have to come in with a fully preconceived notion of a new foreign world.
No. We're pretty much going to have, like, a template set up for them, so they'll, you know, it'll be step by step. Our professor is going to have PowerPoints ready for them to just pretty much give them detailed information. They'll work on it daily. And if they have any kind of questions, they can ask the professors and they'll be more than happy to assist them. So like I said, no prerequisitions, you know, keep an open mind going in there. This is something they're going to create and design, have with them to show their friends at the end of the week.
They did. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Josh Brannon, who works with the Academy of Interactive Entertainment, AIE, which is a nonprofit educational organization that helps kids learn how to make video games. They're having Cyber Camp this summer. In Lafayette. What are the dates of it?
The dates are in Lafayette. It's going to be June 25th through the 29th and July 30th through August 3rd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then also in Baton Rouge as well at LSU campus, June 18th through 22nd and then July 23rd through the 27th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. as well. So we do have spots still available. They are filling up quick. I know the Baton Rouge campus is, are filling up fairly quickly. They can register through LSU's continuing education program. And if they want to register for Lafayette dates, they can contact us. They can contact our office at 337-476-1565, or they can email us at uscampus@aie.edu.au. And if they want to know more information about the camps, dates, et cetera, they can go to our website. It's theaie.us/courses/summer camps, summer_camps.
All right, and people know how to search, so they'll
absolutely,
they'll
sure they can find it. Yeah. Absolutely,
AIE Cyber Camp in Lafayette, you'll probably come up with something. For
yes.
That. So you have courses throughout the year. What now is? Are those for high school students as well, or these are post high school?
These are post high school. Mm-hmm. We do start courses in the fall. We already have about 15 students coming in the fall, so we're really excited. We have 3 different courses that we offer. It's going to be video game art and design, video game programming, and then 3D animation for visual effects and for film. And those are 3 different courses they take. It's a 2-year course. Essentially, it works semesters. They'll go in the fall. They'll have like a little, you know, Christmas break or winter break, and then they'll come back in the spring in middle or late January, and then they'll go to the beginning of June. And then they'll have their summer off. And the courses run, like I said, 2 years, and they're essentially the same when it comes to video game art and design and 3D animation. It's the same course content the first year. The second year, the students pick the route where they want to go, 3D animation or art and design. And we really want them to stay in Lafayette. We really want them to stay local. There's a lot of industries who are looking for our students already, and we can't give them to them because we'd have no students to give. So it's definitely a growing industry, and it's definitely an industry that students are interested in. I mean, we're getting phone calls every day from, where are you guys at? We've never heard of you before. And it's absolutely incredible that, you know, students are interested in this.
So when you talk about the campus that's located at the Light Center,
yes,
in Lafayette.
Our campus is at the Light Center. It's where our offices are at, our administration offices. The classes in the fall and the spring, like the normal school year, will be held in Abdallah Hall. Same classroom as the summer cyber camps. There is a computer room in the, kind of looks like a gym, where the engineering students from UL and the architect students are from UL are there. And essentially it's about 25 computers, and they're set up and they're ready. They're going to be ready to go in the fall for our students to be available on. And we will have, in our offices, we'll have light boards set up so students can sketch. We'll have like a, you know, rest area for them. So we're ready to go. We're so excited for students to be able to come in the fall. Mm-hmm. And we're still accepting applications. We are still accepting applications. Like I said, more information, please go to our website, contact the school, contact me, email us, do whatever you have to do to contact us. We are accepting applications probably up to the very last minute. So please apply.
And those courses, you do have to have graduated from high school.
Yes, the minimum is high school or GED. We will take both. And also, we are part of UL Lafayette's continuing education program, so they can register through them or they can register through us, our website as well. So, I mean, they have tons of ways they can register, and they have to have, like I said, a high school diploma. Or if they want to go to UL and take some courses, they can come to us, and, you know, it's a 2-year course. If they
collaborative.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Or if they feel like they want to get another certificate, they can as well after UL.
Okay, and of course, UL has that new Moving Image Arts degree, which interfaces quite
absolutely.
Well with that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have tons of opportunities for students if they want to get started after high school, or if they want to go, you know, get their basic course information at UL, they can. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we just teach them what they want to know. We do teach them, you know, what they want to learn. Like I said, we teach them art and design. We teach them the 3D animation, the programming. I mean, we're not going to teach them Shakespeare or, you know, or anything like that, mm-hmm. which it's nice to know, but we're going to teach them what they came to study for and what they can benefit from it after they graduate.
And of course, unless they want to do a video game about Shakespeare.
Sure. I mean, why not? You know, we haven't had one yet, so.
Yeah, merge all of your interests. If you are tuning in just now, Josh Brannon is my guest. He is with AIE, the Academy of Interactive Entertainment. They have a campus here in Lafayette as well as Australia, three, I think, in Australia as well as Seattle, and they are now located in Lafayette, a nonprofit organization interfacing with UL, with courses, and offering summer camps for kids in high school or just finishing 8th
yes.
grade through 12th grade.
Yes.
I guess you can be already finished and
yes.
go this summer as well. Several opportunities for camps, and if you can't make it for the Lafayette dates, there are some in Baton Rouge as well.
Yes.
So again, those contact areas where people can go for more information?
They can go to our website. It's www.theaie.us/courses/summer_camps. Or they can actually email me. My email is josh@aie.edu.au, or you can call our campus at 337-476-1565. You can leave a voicemail because our phone line's not set up yet, but we will return your call.
All right, and again, that's the Academy of Interactive Entertainment here in Lafayette,
yes.
their campus at the Light Center. Their cyber camps this summer starts off in June. The first one is June 25th through the 29th. Thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
We look forward to see how you all continue to expand education opportunities here
absolutely.
In Lafayette.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening at Casa Azul in Grand Coteau, a screening of the film Tigalo, a Louisiana Horse Story by Connie Castile. They showed it last week, but so many people showed up that they have scheduled another date, which is tomorrow evening. Sorry if I said tonight. Tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock at Casa Azul Gifts. That's Connie Castile's Tigalo, a Louisiana Horse Story. 7 o'clock. It's free and open to everyone. There will be an open mic en français in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul this Thursday, May 24th, from 7 until 9. It's une scène ouverte. You're welcome to bring poems, stories, songs, and other creative expression in French, or you can just go and listen and enjoy the French language. Works can be borrowed or original. This coming Thursday, the 24th, from 7 to 9 in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul. The Louisiana Small Business Development Center at UL Lafayette will offer an advanced level of social media training for small businesses in the area this Thursday. That will be at City Club, starting at 11. For information or to register, you can contact the LSBDC on the UL campus. Continuing this weekend at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette, A Woman's Journey. It's a duo of one-act plays, The Female Being and Colorless, that will run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. This coming Friday in Lake Charles, Downtown at Sundown continues its 14th season with Chris Ardoin and New Step. They will be performing again for the Downtown at Sunset performance. And if it rains, the concerts will be in the Lake Charles Civic Center, although they don't expect rain this Friday. It will be from 6 until 9, the 600 block of Ryan. In Lafayette, Downtown Alive will present Lil Wayne in the same old two-step in Park Sans Souci. Music starts at around 6 o'clock. Charles Mann, a jazz singer based in Dallas, will be performing at Cité des Arts this Friday, May 25th at 7 o'clock. Tickets will be available at Cité. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts Performing Arts Residency Program continues with Image Animé. The master class happened this past weekend, and performances will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Image Animé as a compilation of life lessons portrayed by the music of Radiohead. The director and choreography is Leah Twilley, and we'll be speaking with her later on this week. Auditions for Reefer Madness, the new musical, will be held this weekend at Cité des Arts. It's called Reefer Madness, the new musical, Politics, Lies, and History. It's based on the propaganda film released in 1936, Reefer Madness. If you'd like more information, you can contact Cité des Arts. And in Fredericksburg, Texas, if you're heading that way, there is apparently a big crawfish festival sponsored by the JCs there. There's going to be lots of great Louisiana music in Fredericksburg, Texas, this coming weekend. As well, the Spring Fest to help 232 Help will be this coming Sunday in Parc Sans Souci from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And the Lafayette Concert Band will give their annual Memorial Day concert. It will be Sunday, May 27th at 3:30 in Duke Ray Guilfrey Auditorium in Angel Hall on the UL campus. The concert will include An American Portrait by Lou Buckley, also pieces from the Broadway musical South Pacific, and many others. That's this Sunday, the Lafayette Concert Band. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, and click on the schedule button or look at the list of programs. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just find the program you're interested in, and you can either listen to archived programs there or download them for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support your favorite public radio station, KRVS, securely at krvs.org. Just click on the support button and find out the many ways that you can support KRVS, either through individual membership or program underwriting, Perhaps you'd like to get rid of a car or truck that's been sitting in your driveway or garage. You can donate that to KRVS's vehicle donation program. On our website, there's a big red button that says Donate Your Vehicle. Just click on that and either call the toll-free number there or fill out information about your vehicle there as well. It's easy, but if you have any questions about it, just give us a call. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock on Mondays, we have our evening of opera, World of Opera, that goes until around 11 o'clock when you can hear Cecil Doyle's Sounds Unusual. At midnight, it's Sound Club. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Terminal Addiction. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
We'll be right back.